At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. Final hour on this Tuesday. The great Ron Jaworski, the former Eagles quarterback, will join us coming up. By the way, we have football later today. Eastern Michigan, San Jose State, Liberty versus Toledo. Now, I had not heard of this before. I don't even know what those bowl games are. Can you give me the names of those bowl games, Paulie?
Of course. Eastern Michigan San Jose State is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Okay. All right.
And San Jose State given 4.5. Liberty Toledo in the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl.
Okay.
One of my favorites.
Okay. I didn't know that there's a bet called a salami bet. DraftKings has salami bets. And what happens is you take the point totals for all the games. You have two bowl games today. The point total, the over-under on the salami bet is 107.5. 107.5 points. So all of the games combined.
Well, a four-banger.
Well, it's a salami bet.
Okay, so the two over-unders, you combine them.
Yeah.
Okay. That gives you a fun day to play with.
You could be interested in both of those bowl games and keep an eye on your salami. All right, final hour, 877-3DP show. Email address, dp@danpatrick. Yes.
Do you want us to put our salami on the table and get in on this one?
Well, you lost 500.
I'm down 500 on the month.
But then the VIG, you lost 550.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't want to chase. Don't want to chase after you lost, and then you want to chase. Yes, Eaton.
Is the podcast now Dan Patrick Takes the Salami?
No, it's not. No, no. I take a gamble. I take a gamble on my salami.
It was a salami.
No, I take a gamble on my salami. We'll be taping that on Thursday with Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan, the DraftKings guy. A special holiday version of Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Holiday like you guys together. Talking.
Yes. Well, these guys open up White Claws. And they were drinking Foster's, and they're making their picks. And, I mean, we get around to making picks, but it's wild. It's
bunch of degenerates sitting around.
It is a great podcast. But they're talking about who's the best drinker while they're drinking White Claw. And I go, guys, really? You're drinking White Claws here, talking about how great you are as drinkers.
A point in time, though, that a Foster's, one of those big cans of Foster's, an oil can, there was a spot in my life for that.
Yeah. Is that the Budweiser of Australia?
Australian for beer.
Yeah, it's Australian for beer. But I remember that was a big can. It was the size of an oil can there, Foster's.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Lager. Yes, Marv.
We should just change our podcast from Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble to Where in the World is Bad Larry? He's always somewhere. He's at a winery, regatta.
Regatta. He was at a regatta,
but he doesn't own a boat.
He's like, and you know Darren, right? Yes, yes. Of course, we know Darren.
Bad Larry has no clue about the radio or TV, but he'll throw out names. He'll be like, I'm driving with MB. I don't know who these people are, but he makes it seem like the audience knows who Larry hangs out with. But it's Bad Larry. It's Dylan. Dylan, the graphics guy here, who's leading all of these guys. And then Shea and Irving. Thursday, we'll have the holiday edition of the Dan Patrick Takes the Salami.
That should be pretty sick.
That is the best impression.
It is. That is Dylan. Dylan, the oldest 27-year-old you'll ever be around. Christmas night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers go to Arizona taking on the Cardinals. Yeah. Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Well, there was a small little story that was lost with the Patriots' loss against the Raiders, and that was on the final play of the game, why didn't they try a Hail Mary pass? And Bill Belichick raised some eyebrows on Sunday when he said the following about Mac Jones.
The final play, situationally, how do you weigh what was called as opposed to taking a shot at the end zone?
Taking a shot at the end zone?
Yeah, like a Hail Mary, 55 yards away, getting it as deep as you could.
Yeah, couldn't throw it that far.
Ooh, okay. Well, Mac Jones was on WEEI yesterday and had this to say about his coach, saying he didn't have enough arm strength.
Like, no, you know, he kind of jumped in and was like, no, it was just too far to try a Hail Mary. Do you think it was? 55 yards?
No, I think we, you know, obviously have a plan in that situation. You have to think about everything that's in that situation, and that's something that he did, and that's his job, and he's done that for a long time. But, you know, whatever the play call is, I'm going to run it and do it the best I can. And if it was a Hail Mary, then it was a Hail Mary. If it was a run, it was a run. So,
I think this is a story because of how they lost. If they had gone into overtime and won the game, nobody would talk about Mac Jones's arm strength. Or, hey, why didn't you throw a Hail Mary at the end of the game there? The fact that they lost, you didn't throw a Hail Mary, you had a lateral play that went horribly wrong, and now, I mean, Mac Jones's arm is the same strength that it's been. It's not like he's getting stronger as the season moves on, but I'm curious, can Mac Jones throw the ball 55 yards? I would think he would be able to. 60 is probably max out for a few quarterbacks in the NFL. Yes, Marvin?
I just want to play this sound again because Belichick's... What? Just listen.
The final play, situationally, how do you weigh what was called as opposed to taking a shot at the end zone?
Taking a shot at the end zone?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
It just sounded so dismissive. I don't know if you're Mac Jones. That's got to bother you. It's like, there's no, that wasn't even an option on the table. Once we're beyond 50 yards, our quarterback can't throw it that far.
You know what would bother me more if I'm Mac Jones? Matt Patricia is my offensive coordinator. That would bother me more than my coach doesn't think I can throw it 55 yards. If I'm Mac Jones, first thing I do today when I go to practice, get out there, let the media see you, throw it 55 yards. Yeah, Paul.
I found a few stories up in the Boston area, Providence Journal and others, that Mac Jones' arm strength was a topic this offseason, and in a positive way. They said his rookie year, they sometimes didn't throw too deep downfield, but this year they were impressed. His teammates were impressed. I found three different articles about improved arm strength in the offseason, which would debunk Coach Belichick.
Okay. It's one thing to be able to throw the ball far. It's another thing to be able to throw the ball far and complete a pass. I always like when guys would say, man, he's got a cannon. I go, can he complete passes? Well, yeah, but he's got a cannon. Joe Montana never had a cannon. Steve Young never had a cannon. You don't have to have that, especially in today's NFL where how many of the passes are either 5 yards off the line of scrimmage or 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage? Probably predominant number of plays that are 5 yards, 7 yards, and that's about it. You have to be able to fit it into a tight window. Now, you can say that's why you have to have arm strength. I think you have to have an awareness of, you know, where can I put it where nobody else can get it? Yes, Eden.
It's funny how these things spiral because you go from two players just making an incredibly stupid play to now Mac Jones can't throw the ball. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, I should have tackled the guy, but I could swear I could throw. And what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Now, the ball was snapped at the 45. It's going to be 55, right? 60, maybe. By the way, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I have wondered about Matthew Stafford's future with the Rams. Health issues, couple of concussions, span of a month. His wife has certainly gone through health issues, and I didn't know if he's committed to next year, but he was on his wife's podcast, and Matthew Stafford had this to say.
All right. A lot of people are asking this, which I already know the answer to, but retirement. Are you retiring?
No, no.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. I figure, like, I say it, but no one listens to me. So I feel like coming out of mouth. No, I think people are really asking it because I've been so emotional on this podcast.
Okay. Matt didn't go into great detail there, but that would have been nice. Now, I was waiting for his wife to go, oh, come on, let's go. Give me some more details. Tell me the details that you've told me before when we're sitting around the dinner table. Remember what you said about Baker Mayfield? Remember you thought, you know, Sean McVay, is he going to go in TV? Yeah, Paul.
It sure would have been better if Matthew Stafford refused to answer his wife's question. You know, at this time, I'm really focused on the future and getting ready for camp and, you know, for supporting Baker Mayfield in the offense. And yeah. I really don't.
No comment.
Yeah. Any other questions? He won't take a follow-up from her.
No, I've got no comment.
Just bite her off.
NFL playoff picture right now. The Buccaneers at 6-8, leading their division. The Giants, the sixth seed, 8-5-1. The Commanders, 7-6-1. On the bubble, 7-7 Seahawks, 7-7 Lions, the 6-8 Green Bay Packers. And Aaron Rodgers feels pretty good moving forward.
Before the Bears week, we knew we had a bye afterwards. And those of us who sometimes peek ahead knew that we had to win 5 and then have a lot of things go our way. So we won 2, and just about everything we've needed to happen has gone our way. Just about, right? So things are looking up.
Let's get them.
Yeah. Things are looking up.
A little bit of a told you so.
Kind of Is that what that was?
So, looks like the season's not that bad.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know if you
Where's your ayahuasca jokes now?
I didn't know you could do an I told you so at 6-8. But if anybody can, it'd be Aaron Rodgers.
The haters thought we'd be 5 wins right now. We have 6.
Yeah. McAfee's the only one. McAfee's the only one who believed that we could do this. Ray in Scottsdale. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Great, Ray.
Well, wonderful. I've been listening to the show. You are great. So I've been analyzing this football issue with this offsides thing, and I certainly believe I've got the perfect answer to what this is about.
Okay.
Which is exemplified in culture by the Pink Panther movie where Peter Sellers says, "Does your dog bite?" And he leans over and the dog bites him and he says, "I thought you said your dog didn't bite." And the man says,
"That is not to my dog."
Yeah, well, ignorance of the law is not an excuse, but it is a justification against prosecution. So in the vernacular, if there's a habit, it's legitimate, but it is not legal. Technically, he's wrong. He's obligated to know himself what the rules are. But in custom and habit, it is recognized in law that I'm not going to prosecute you for what you did. The problem that you have here is now gambling. If there wasn't gambling involved with this, this type of thing would just be written off quickly as, well, it was a bad call. And this is the problem with this damn gambling business, which I personally really, really don't like. Now it's starting to come out. And you guys are making jokes, not jokes, but legitimately analyzing this. But what happens when now those calls like that based on habit cost you tens, if not millions of dollars? And that's really going to be the issue. But in terms of it being right or wrong, technically, it's just like the coach saying, can I throw this flag for a recall play? And the referee says, sure. And then he throws a flag against him. So that was an illegal stop of the game. Well, you said I could do it. Yeah, but it's also breaking the rule. You don't get to do that. A cop doesn't get to tell you it's okay to speed. He doesn't have the authority to let you break the law. So it's really kind of an interesting cultural argument that has no true legitimate answer other than changing what the culture is going to do. But it is interesting.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray. That was well said. Deep dive. I need McLovin to translate some of that, but all right. It is a great scene in Pink Panther with Peter Sellers. Does your dog bite? No. I thought you said your dog does not bite. That is not my dog.
Good stuff.
That's great. Marcus in South Dakota. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, Dan, first-time caller, 5'9", 225.
What kind of temperature are we working on there, Marcus, in South Dakota?
Wind chill this morning was negative 30, so that tells you something. Schools might be closing the next couple days. Supposed to hit negative 50.
Wow. You can't let kids out for very long in that, can you?
No, no. Frostbite sets in quick.
Oh, my God. Even letting the pet out.
I know it. If the Jacks would have hosted the game this weekend, it would have been interesting. But they won last weekend, so. Briscoe, here we come.
What else do you have for me?
I just don't understand. I wanted to weigh in on the Terry McLaurin issue. I know it's pretty much self-explanatory. We haven't really talked about it, but that checking with the referee is setting up the formation, you know, on the line versus off the line. But a play like that, why are we throwing a flag on a one-yard run? I could see if they threw a fade to McLaurin or something, maybe throw it. But
yeah, I don't know if you can judge it like that, Marcus. You know, he was away from the play. People had a problem with that. But he throws it. He's got his hand on his flag. Like, at some point, if I'm Terry McLaurin, I'm like, are you going to throw a flag on me? I mean, you might as well, because he's got his hand there on the flag ready to throw it. And as soon as they call the play, and bloop, there, yeah, pulling.
Imagine if he went that's why gamblers are so tough on this. Imagine if he went the other way, and he swallowed the flag. He went to grab it, and he said no, and they're like, Terry McLaurin's 2 yards off the line of scrimmage. And then someone else gets screwed because he says, well, it's a running play. He didn't really factor in.
It's the gambling part of this. That's it. When you start to incorporate that, there's money and there's some angry people. And, you know, we already have people who think that things are fixed in sports. You know, with what happens with the NBA and Tim Donaghy. Are there other officials involved in that? The NFL, you watch a play and you go, how could you call that? How could you not call that? This is what happens when you gamble. If you're just watching, your anger, your vitriol is different. It would be, if you're watching, that's your team, the Commanders, and you're mad. Now it's fantasy. Now it's gambling. I got that guy on my team. I don't have any interest in either of these teams other than I'm betting money here. That's where it becomes dangerous. And that's what Mike Florio last hour said. You leave yourself open to the interpretation of, you just changed this game. This call changed this game. Yes, Todd.
I'm still fascinated by how the point spreads and the over and unders are so close all the time, how they do that. There's analytics and then there's something more. I'm not saying anything's fixed, but it is quite remarkable. I could see why people would have a raised eyebrow as to how they get these so close all the time.
Do you believe sports are fixed?
I would like to believe they are not. I would say they are not, but I do want to know more about how they get it so close. That's almost creepy how they're able to figure it out almost to the half point.
Well, they need to, because there's millions and millions and millions of dollars. They want it to be 50-50. That's what their goal is with all these bets. Yes, Marv?
What are you going to do with Saints-Browns? The over-under, 31.5.
Oh, my goodness.
Any game that over-under is under 35 should not be televised anywhere.
31? When's the last time a game was over-under was 31 points? I thought 37 was one of the lowest ones that I'd heard of in a while. Yeah, Paulie?
I can't find...
31 points for the Saints and Browns?
That's... Man.
Wait, Deshaun Watson's playing, right?
Yeah.
Nick Chubb's playing?
Yeah, 31.5.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't find one under 34.5 this year, but I got to keep looking.
Yeah, let me take a break. Let's see if we can find that. That is remarkable. Ron Jaworski will join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Time for tires, snow tires. Trust the experts, TireRack.com. They've been doing it, crushing it for over 40 years now. They've got the experience, the knowledge, the passion to help you. Every driver, you're going to love the easy-to-use tire decision guide. You answer a few questions. You get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They got the full lineup of the Sumitomo tires. There's a free 2-year road hazard protection, nails, screws, potholes, and that's covered. Shipped fast and free, fast and free to you, or one of over 10. Yes, Marv.
Forgive me. Sorry.
You were telling me I had 30 seconds left? Is that what you were doing?
Now you have 12.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's not a little different than Todd yelling at 11.
But Tire Rack takes away the anxiety of the whole process of buying tires.
TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. You want to count me down here while I do this, Marv? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. How much?
Two.
Two. Well, the way tire buying should be.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready for anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Once again, thank you for all the people who went to danpatrick.com. Hopefully you got everything that you ordered. We're going to let you know we're working on our next batch of moonshine as we speak, and we hope to have that for you details in the next couple of weeks. The over-under with the Browns and the Saints is 31.5, Paulie?
That's right, 31.5.
Since 2009, the lowest over-under, 32.5, that was Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Then after that, it's 33.5. That's happened numerous times, but what am I missing with Cleveland's offense? They got Deshaun Watson now. You still have Nick Chubb. They can't muster any points there? The Saints? 31.5? That's wild. He's the former NFL quarterback, led the Eagles to the NFC Championship and a Super Bowl. And I think he finished third in the MVP race in 1980, Jaws. Ron Jaworski joining us. You finished third in the MVP race, 1980?
That is correct, Dan. Brian Sipe did win the MVP award in 1981, and Earl Campbell was second, and I finished third.
Hmm. Were you bitter?
Not bad. Not bad.
Were you bitter?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. I won a few other awards, the Maxwell Award as a Player of the Year, the Dunlop Award as the Professional Athlete of the Year. So, you know, the only thing is we didn't win the Super Bowl, and that's what it's all about. I get a little bit perturbed sometimes when people talk about all these individual awards, and I'm just a huge believer football is the consummate team game, and I don't worry about who's winning the MVP after week 8. You know, who's the MVP after the Super Bowl? To me, that's the most important thing. As you see, I got that Vince Lombardi trophy behind me. That's what it's all about, being the world champion.
And when Philadelphia won the Super Bowl in Minnesota, and we had you on the next day,
yeah,
you're pretty emotional.
Well, I live in this town. I know how important it was for the people in this town to finally get to, you know, to be a world champion. There's been some setbacks along the way, and I, you know, being a part of this city for as long as I have been, part of the Eagle organization, I was on the committee that hired Doug Peterson. Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, and Don Smolinski brought me onto that. You know, I was through the whole interview process with assistant coaches and former head coaches, and you know, we made that decision. I still remember it very well. We were at Jeffrey Lurie's house, the owner of the Eagles, and we took a picture. We took a picture of the group. We said, all right, if we win the Super Bowl, we all get a ring. So that was the most important thing. We covered the ring first, and there's my replica Super Bowl trophy. So it was great to be a part of it. And this city's on fire right now. It's a really good football team in Philadelphia.
Any chance Hurts plays this weekend against the Cowboys?
I would say zero, but that's me. I'm not the doctor. I had a broken shoulder. I remember out of all plays, Dan, the opening of the 1976 season. I'm going way back. I'm with the Los Angeles Rams. We open up at Fulton County Stadium, Atlanta, and on a quarterback sneak. Oh. I jump over the top. Tommy Nobis hits me at the peak of my jump, drives me into the ground. And much like Jalen Hurts got hurt this week, you know, that shoulder hits the ground. You know, you got a 250-pound guy falling on top of you, and that's what happens. Injuries happen that way. So I was out 6 weeks, but I did have a slight fracture. Jalen is one tough dude, man. He is having a MVP type season. To me, he would have been the leader. Now it's probably going to diminish that. But the main thing is, you know, be healthy going into the playoffs.
And you got Gardner Minshew, who I think is extremely talented, talented enough to be a starter in the league. Do you take that much of a – what changes with Minshew there against the Cowboys?
Well, the versatility of the offense. The one thing that the Eagles have done is created this kind of hybrid new wave style of offense. The basic mechanics of a true NFL passing game, and Hurts has improved tremendously. You got great wide receivers and A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert will be back this week. So there's a plethora of weapons to throw to. But don't forget that offensive line. You know, that the best offensive line in football. So, you know, the Eagles can throw the ball with anyone. They can run the ball with anyone. They can attack you sideline to sideline. What they will lose with Gardner Minshew is going to be that ability to run those zone reads and the RPOs and all those things that Jalen Hurts has become so proficient at.
How good is Dallas?
By the pause, you're probably wondering, you know, I actually predicted Jacksonville to beat Dallas this week. Probably one of the few guys that made that prediction. I made it publicly. I do the Eagles pregame show for NBC locally, and I made that prediction because, you know, there was so much Micah Parsons talk last week. I said, you know, Dallas Cowboys better worry about the Jacksonville Jaguars, not the big upcoming Christmas Eve game against the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, they were the ones that lost focus on that game, not the Philadelphia Eagles. You got to. I'm a big believer, Dan, and you know, you and I worked together so many times. One play, one game at a time. You start looking down the road, that's when you find yourself in trouble. And the Dallas Cowboys were not focused against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I kind of sensed that prior to the week. I look at the tape. They're not a great football team. They're a good football team, but they're going to have to play much better on both sides of the ball if they're going to, you know, obviously they're a playoff team. You got to get in the playoffs playing good football. They are not playing Dallas Cowboy good football right now.
How much confidence would you have in Dak Prescott?
You know, he's an incredibly talented guy, but I've always had him as a top 10 guy. I mean, it seems like the last 5 or 6 years, I felt he's in that top 10, but he hasn't crept up near the top. You know, is he getting the top 3, the top 4, the top 5? There's always a blemish in his game.
But what is he missing, though, Jaws?
I don't know. I really don't know, Dan, because I'm not there every day. And you know, when you're around a guy every day, you kind of get a feel for what the strengths and weaknesses are. I can look at some mechanical things and say, hey, you know, erratic throwing, not consistent accuracy, and you blame it to improper mechanics, things like that. Also doesn't have a real good – not a great receiving core, you know. If you look at Jalen Hurts and the receiving core he has in Philadelphia, wow, what a difference.
Yeah.
You know, there's CeeDee Lamb and there's CeeDee Lamb and there's CeeDee Lamb. You know, there's really no one that scares you outside of CeeDee Lamb. Take him away, Jalen, and all of a sudden you got a quarterback that becomes somewhat average.
Help me understand the line of scrimmage with Terry McLaurin and asking the official if I'm good and then having some kind of communication, and then that official throws the flag for an illegal formation. What did you see on that play?
Dan, we've seen it. I came in the league as a player in 1973, and I can remember the Jack Snows of the world was one of our wide receivers, and maybe throwing a Lance Rentzel. Now I'm going in the Wayback Machine here, Dan. And they'd line up, and they'd look to the referee, and they'd raise their hand. Am I okay? And the ref would kind of nod, you're okay, or move up. I've seen that for ever since I came to the league in 73, and the ref would say, yeah, move up. You know, all of a sudden, you get in a crucial point in a game. You know, he looks over there. If he's off the line, well, first of all, you got to know how to line up properly. So I'm going to put some of the onus on McLaurin to learn, know how to line up properly. But, you know, sometimes you get in the heat of the game, you look out, so you want to be sure that you're online. All of a sudden, you know, he gets the penalty called against him at a most inopportune time.
But I'm trying to understand that nonverbal, that you go, okay, am I good? And then the official, yeah. I guess, kind of says you got to nudge up a little bit, move up a little bit. And then plays called and he throws the flag right away.
he was getting ready to throw the flag before the ball was even snapped.
So, that's true.
It was like, wow, he's like really going to call this, you know? I mean, at that time in the game, it was an infraction. I get it. But I could probably show you a tape of probably about 20 or 30 of those every week where the guy's not perfectly lined up on the ball.
Bill Belichick said after the loss against the Raiders that why he didn't throw Hail Mary, because Mac Jones didn't have the arm strength. It would have been a 55, 60-yard throw. Mac Jones said, you know, that wasn't the case. That's not the case there. I'm assuming most starting quarterbacks in the NFL can throw the ball 60 yards. Is that fair?
I'm going to say 65. I would say 65. I don't think there's probably a guy in this league that can't heave it, you know, 65 yards and get it as far as you need to get it. I mean, there are some guys throwing at 75 and 80. Those are the big cannon arms. And, you know, those guys have a special talent. Obviously, we've seen historically Aaron Rodgers throwing at 70, 75 yards to win ball games in Hail Mary situations. That had to be one of the craziest plays I've ever seen.
But do you buy that Belichick, why wouldn't you throw a Hail Mary?
I would have called a Hail Mary there. I mean, but I think they actually – It was a give up play. They just ran the ball into the line of scrimmage, and you know it's kind of a hope that he may break 11 tackles and score, which is not going to happen. If it were up to me, I'd say, hey, let's take it a shot and throw the Hail Mary here.
Okay, is that crazier that play than Herm Edwards scooping up the Larry Zonka fumble against the Giants, the Eagles against the Giants?
Probably the miracle of the Meadowlands was probably more bizarre because they did take a knee. The Giant Zonka or Pasarchik did take a knee, and Frank LeMaster came across the line and started a big skirmish. And the Giant offensive line got all pissed off. They said, "Hey, let's run a play. I want to hit the damn." They took a kneel down. They took a kneel down. The game was over.
So the play before they took a knee, and then there was a penalty.
There was just a skirmish. Joe took a knee. Game was over. I had thrown an interception going into the red zone on a ball off Perry Harrington's hand, by the way. It was a good throw.
Of course, it was a great throw.
It was a very accurate throw off his hands. And I'm sitting down at the end of the bench. Actually, I didn't even know really what happened until that night when I, you know, got back and watched the news. But they took a knee. The game was over. Frank LeMaster comes, started pushing and shoving. You know, all of a sudden, all the Giant guys are silent or yelling. The offensive line says, "Let's run a play. I want to hit LeMaster." You know, kind of like really stupid. You know, so Joe knew he had gotten in trouble the week before on another play. So it was a very bizarre happening. He thought Zonk was going to get the ball. Zonk said thought Joe was going to take a knee, and the ball, you know, burnt. In fact, the Manning show is going to have a kind of a Herman there. I think it's coming up soon. I've seen the preview, but it's pretty awesome.
Great to talk to you as always, Jaws. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, doing great, Dan. Good to see you. Thank you. Happy holidays.
That's Ron Jaworski, a former NFL quarterback. Went to the Super Bowl there, the Eagles pre- and post-game analyst there for NBC Sports Local in Philadelphia. I didn't realize that the Giants, that game, Larry Zonka at the end of his career, Joe Pisarcik, all you have to do is take a knee and you've beaten the Eagles. Bitter rivals. And you see Pisarcik then go to hand off the ball to Zonka. Zonka's not even looking for the ball. And it goes off his hip. Herm Edwards scoops it up, takes it back, game-winning touchdown. Yeah, Paul.
I think most people think of my age that it was generally you would run the ball still there, and that's the play that it kind of invented taking a knee. Mm. Until Jaws said that, I never knew taking a knee was a thing in the 70s.
A couple of phone calls in here. Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny, Danettes. Love you guys. Danny, I got two things. First, just wanted to personally thank you for name dropping. And what I mean by that is I'm a huge card collector and love what you're doing with Panini and opening the packs and things like that. But I knew Anthony Edwards was a great basketball player. You had mentioned early on last year, I believe, that he was going to be in Adam Sandler's movie.
Yeah.
Started collecting his cards. Those have paid off. Early this year, you had said something about Tyrese Halliburton. Man, now he's averaging, I think, a double-double, but nonetheless, I collected his cards. Really good payoff, and I lose some, too. That's part of the hobby, but just want to thank you for that. And then, two, I want to be the person to say it right now. Watch, it's already been a movie, or it's already played out for us. Gardner Minshew is going to lead the Eagles to the Super Bowl and win it. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Thank you, Jace. All right. Well, it's happened before with Philadelphia, the backup quarterback. Damian Lillard is now the all-time leading scorer, the Portland Trailblazers. He had 28 last night. He passes Clyde Drexler. And Domantas Sabonis, he had another 20-20 game. He had 28 points, 23 rebounds. He has three 20-20 games this season. The rest of the NBA has a total of five. Did watch a little bit of the Lakers, but you didn't have any of the stars playing there. And there was a moment where Patrick Beverley scores on Chris Paul. And I thought, okay, it was a nice move. And then he does, Chris Paul's too short to guard me. And you're down by 30. And if you look at the stat line, I think Beverley may have had 9 points. Chris Paul had like 28. The plus minus, Beverley had a horrible minus. Chris Paul had a really good game. But he's saying, you know, he's too small to guard me. And I thought, oh, my God, that's rich. Yeah, Paul.
Don't you have to be noticeably taller than someone to pull that move? Because I'm checking the notes here. I have Patrick Beverley listed at 6'2", Chris Paul listed at 6'1". You got to be quite taller than someone, right?
Well, you got to be self-absorbed to do that in a game where you're getting blown out, and then you want to let everybody know, hey, Chris Paul is too small to guard me. Yes, Eaton.
No. Hey. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than when somebody who is noticeably smaller than the person defending them is like, you're too little. You're too little. You're not big enough. That's the best.
It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even if you're down by 30.
Doesn't matter.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too little.
Yeah, more.
And in the NBA, it's always the guards. You're 6'4 and under, they're always doing this to one another. I'm like, you guys are the smallest people on the court. Now you're too little. I was like, you're about a centimeter taller than he is. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Score don't matter. None of that matters.
Durant doesn't do that to anybody, does he? When he scores on somebody that's a 7-footer, he doesn't go up too small.
See, everybody's too little.
Yeah. Yeah. Kareem could have done that his entire career. Be like, well, it's except for when he went against Mark Eaton. Yes, Eaton.
The best is that now that's like permeated its way down into youth sports. So there's 9-year-olds who are like, nah, you're too little. You're too little. It's like, buddy, you're in second grade.
We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Number three player in the class of 2023, Dante Moore, has flipped his college commitment, going to UCLA. He's going to go to Oregon. He's from Detroit. And he visited UCLA earlier this month and said he liked it. It was the best place for him and decided that he was going to flip from Oregon to UCLA. UCLA had a nice season. Nice season. Chip Kelly is going into his sixth year at UCLA. In the last 2 years, 17-7. Problem is, cross town, you got Caleb Williams back. They just got Arizona's top receiver, who I think was the top receiver in the Pac-12 this year. He's transferring to USC. All right, last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow. Marcellus Wiley will join us tomorrow. Former Rams offensive lineman Andrew Whitworth will join us. The Rams could use Andrew Whitworth. They've used everybody else so far this season. Drew in New Mexico. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Drew.
I just wanted to disagree with you on the Terry McLaurin thing.
Okay.
I feel as an NFL athlete, yeah, it's a common courtesy that the refs check them at the line of scrimmage to make sure they're not offsides, but that's on the receiver 100% to make sure he's covering up the end of the lineman. If I could, I'd also like to propose a debate topic to close out the year. Marvin brought up UConn last week, and it reminded me of Ray Allen. Ray Allen, best Cavs in NBA history. I'll leave it to you guys.
The best Cavs. Okay. I make it a practice not to check out guys' Cavs very often. Yes, Todd?
I think you might be right. I just checked out NBAHotCavs.com, and Ray Allen is listed number one there. Really well-formed and defined. Jason Kidd in eight. In case you're curious.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Now, did you have that website up perpetually and just today it worked out?
I do have it periodically. I have it saved a little bit there. It's weird.
Yes, Eden.
So I did actually just Google best Cavs in the NBA, and there is a Reddit sub forum on it, and Ray Allen, number one, best Cavs in the NBA.
But he's not in the NBA. You mean all time?
Okay, well, yeah, all time.
But didn't Entourage do an episode where they talked about Lamar Odom and Johnny Drama wanted to get a calf implant?
Yes.
Just like he was staring at Lamar Odom's calves.
Well, some of the comments on here are so weird. Like this one person wrote, this is accurate for me. I already had big toned calves and lost 75 pounds and now they're massive.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, where would Phil Mickelson's calves factor in?
Oh, wow.
If we're doing all sports, all calves. Mickelson's, it feels like there's water balloons in his calves.
That would be leggylinks.com in case you want to check that after the show. It could wait till
after. Seeing Yao Ming.
Yao Ming's got great calves?
Apparently.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
I'll throw out former UNLV forward Larry Johnson. They look fantastic. Mm. Now, he's built all over, but the calves were great.
Yeah, but I would have gone more of a Stacey Augman look with my calves than Larry Johnson. It's
more sleek.
Larry Nance Sr.
Oh, Larry Nance Sr. slam dunk champ.
All right.
Yeah. Marv and Larry Nance used to play for the Cavs.
Okay.
Oh,
there's the winner.
Blue.
Sports Emmy. Sports Emmy.
Yeah, that's that. We just did it.
Yeah.
We just won the Sports Emmy.
Walk off.
Yes, Marv.
I was going to put Rip Hamilton in there. Just another UConn guy. That was it.
Oh, yeah. All of them. And put Diana Taurasi in there as well.
Right. Sue Bird, whoever.
Or Svetlana Abrasimova.
Shea Ralph. Sorry, go ahead.
You know them all. Our girls. This day in sports history, Paul.
Let's see. Oh, bittersweet. 1966, the NBA granted a franchise to Seattle. Then it they should hopefully they'll do it again.
They gotta get one back there.
Let's get this done.
They do. Gotta get one back.
You love this guy. 1985, Dennis Potvin became the highest defenseman scorer ever.
Number five, I think. I think his number was five.
Very popular in the Northeast. Mm. And let's throw this out there. The Dallas Cowboys in 08 played their final game at Texas Stadium before moving to the new stadium in Arlington, Texas.
It was on this date in 2005. Kobe Bryant outscored Dallas 62-61 through three quarters. He outscored them 62-61. Sat out fourth quarter. LA won 112-90. Man. I know he got the 80, but it always felt like with Kobe, since he, you know, he could handle the ball, you know, Klay Thompson is an unbelievable catch and shoot. But with Kobe, you're going to be able to generate. And his ability to be able to do that, putting up 80 points in the game. Let me see. On this date, 1981, I don't know if this is still a record. Fastest goal from the opening faceoff in NHL history. 5 seconds. Winnipeg's Doug Smale, I think. Doug Smale? Smales? 5 seconds into that game. You imagine if you're the goaltender. You're like, all right, getting ready here. And then whoosh. You're like, wait a minute.
It's not going to be my day.
What? Yes. All right, let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. And am I doing the salami bet today?
We're working on it. Eastern Michigan, San Jose State, famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And then Liberty Toledo for the nightcap, the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl.
And then you combine the point totals, and I think it's like 107.5.
We'll put in some calls.
I'm going to go under with my salami bet. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Mike Florio is a KISS fan. He doesn't think Peter Criss would be given the okay by other KISS members to be buried in face paint if he chose to do that.
Seton O'Connor.
Peyton and Eli have a TV show. Yeah. It's worth checking out.
I heard. Marv?
You weren't in the KISS Army.
I was not. My brother was. Paulie?
HotNBACavs.com.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday with DraftKings Sportsbook same-game parlays? You can pocket more cash. Ask about the salami bet. Download the app, sign up with the code Patrick, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. It's getting to be that time of the year, the end of the year, and you start to think about 2023, New Year's resolutions. Don't wait. M-Drive supplements, formulated specifically for men to support testosterone, energy, strength, and overall health. M-Drive's not one of those companies that tries to make you feel bad about yourself and then promises to fix everything. There's no magic pill that's going to make you feel 20 again. M-Drive is for motivated guys who want to feel their best, have the energy to do things that they love. You got to be driven. You got to put in the time. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients can help you go the extra mile. Don't wait for 2023 to start talking about 2023. 2023 and doing things in 2022. 20% off, coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. You can also find the top-selling M-Drive products in stores at Rite Aid and Sprouts. Now's the time to get started for next year. 20% off more energy, strength, and drive. Use the code Dan at mdrivedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.